We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Super Bowl memories continue. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Day four of our countdown to Super Bowl 53 between the Rams and the Patriots on Sunday. You can hear that game right here on 97.1 The Ticket. If you're in your car driving around, maybe on your way to a Super Bowl party, going from party to party, our coverage starts at 4 o'clock, and the kickoff is around 6:30. All right, so on day one, we did best game, right? Mm-hmm. Day two, we did best player never to have played in a Super Bowl game. And on day three, we did best play.
Correct.
No Lions were mentioned at all because the Lions have never been to the Super Bowl, except for Manny Ramirez, former Lion.
Yes.
And actually Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson got mentioned as best player never to have played in a Super Bowl. So today, this was hatched by our producer, Paul Sarah, or as he's commonly known, the Sarah Squatch. And, oh, I guess he's only known by one person that way. He said, and I can never quite phrase this correctly. Paul, go ahead.
Well, the conversation started between me and Greg yesterday when Tom brought up the Manny Ramirez play, former Lion, and then I said that Denver Broncos team's performance would be what I would expect the Lions to happen to them if they played in the Super Bowl, which is it goes downhill immediately and they're out of the game by halftime.
Okay.
And so I said, what performance most mirrors what you'd expect the Lions to do
if they made the Super Bowl?
If they made it into the Super Bowl.
If the Lions made it into the Super Bowl, though, I think I would think that everything from the past was dead. I think I would think that.
No.
No, my friend.
You could go through.
It ain't until that trophy's hoisted. There's no controversy. Good rule 17 and 2 or whatever can't be enacted. Like I wouldn't, like if the Lions win the Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't really count until about February 15th.
Then Goodell would say, you know what? We can't overturn a call.
Yeah. First time rule 17's been enacted. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The band who plays the trophy presentation song would be on strike or something.
We were watching a show as a family the other night, and like they were on a lion reserve, and there were like two lions, and I immediately started making jokes about the lion. It always comes back to the lion.
I was thinking about that last night, the Masked Singer. There's somebody who's dressed as a lion. Yeah. I just thought myself.
I mean,
wouldn't it be funny if it was like Barry Sanders?
I will admit this is very dark, but what? A month and a half ago when Lion Air flight went down overseas, I was like,
"Well, it wouldn't be Viking Air. Right.
Just can't.
Patriot Air flies
it
fine.
It comes back to the Lions. They've taken the king of the jungle and turned into a punchline. All right. So what would be the most Lion performance that you've seen in the 52 previous Super Bowls or the most Lion play or performance? And we've already had some pretty good ones.
Yeah, there's a few, and I've stretched from the early to the late.
Okay? You got to go Carroll Yepremian, right?
I thought about that, but no. That would be Lion.
But that's like the most folly play ever.
But they
won the game.
They won the game, okay? How about the Super Bowl I?
Oh,
Mac,
boy.
Hold on. Only the Lions would give up a guy who nobody even thought was even going to play, who got drunk the night before, and he scores two touchdowns in the game. That's what Max McGee did in Super Bowl I. How about, and we go more recent, couldn't you see somebody like, just pick like Melvin Jenkins or somebody who was pretty good, dropping a game-winning interception like Asante Samuel did in that Super Bowl against the Giants,
yeah.
Patriots? And the other one is, hey.
Well, you could take that one step further. Then you would have the opposing team complete the David Tyree catch.
Yes.
Which, as we all know from our deep, deep studies of SOL, is the ultimate black swan event.
I mean,
the David Tyree catch, you could try that 100 times, including the part where Eli Manning should have been called down, could have been sacked, whatever, and you have Rodney Harrison trying to knock the ball away.
Right.
That is the epitome
but
of black
I
swan.
But I think
event.
The ultimate Lion, the way they have always thought in certain situations, would – be the Marshawn Lynch not getting the ball because Barry Sanders never got the ball at the end zone, so they wouldn't give the ball to Barry. They would try to pass, and they'd be intercepted and lose the Super Bowl.
That would be that's the first ticket text we got on this topic. Definitely would be the Seattle Seahawks throwing a pick at the goal line on a game-winning drive and essentially handing the game over to the opposing team.
I got to go old on mine.
Super Bowl one, like Stoney?
Not that old.
Oh.
Super Bowl 13. I think Jackie Smith dropping that ball.
Oh, yes.
And for the Cowboys when they were mounting a furious comeback. That's very Lion-like to fall way behind. We lose hope.
Yeah.
And then they start rallying and you get the hope. And then they drop a wide open touchdown in the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that is so Lion.
And not even like a – Jackie Smith was a really good player, too. I mean, that was such unheard of for him. And it was a perfect pass. So much so that the announcers treated him – the same way they treated Dan Orlovsky after he ran out of the back of the end zone. Oh, that poor guy. You know what I mean?
I think that is one of the biggest gaffes in the history of the game.
Oh, totally.
In the history of sports.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do, you know. Orlovsky's was a regular season. It's the most embarrassing thing that could ever happen to a quarterback, pretty much.
Right. What is the most Lion-like performance in Super Bowl history? If the Lions ever got there, this is the way you think it would go for them. Scott in Waterford, 97, won the ticket. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I would have to say it would be the Scott Norwood missed field goal from Buffalo.
It's Eddie Murray against the 49ers.
Yep. That would be Lion-esque for me.
You're right.
I mean, and then you take that game, which was one of the great Super Bowls, really a good game. And my personal favorite play I mentioned was the Mark Ingram play where he did everything he could possibly do in his mind to get a first down for the Giants. And I think was that trying to be the game-winning drive for the Giants? I forget. That could totally happen to the Lions, right? Yeah. Where it's like third and forever, and you think you have the guy dead to rights, and then, no, he breaks a tackle. Oh, no, you still have – no, he breaks another tackle. No, he breaks another tackle, and then he stretches and hops and goes for the first down. That could definitely happen to the Lions as well.
Danny texts in, Leon Lett is obviously the most Lions-like play.
No, disagree. No. They won that game 59-7 or whatever it was. It was a blowout. It was a lazy play. It was a celebratory play. Unless he's thinking of the Thanksgiving Day game, Leon Lett play against the Dolphins.
No, I think he's thinking about the one where BB caught him. Now, here's one I thought about in the office yesterday we were discussing. The most Lions-like Super Bowl play. Got to be the Colts letting Devin Hester house the opening kickoff. Could you imagine all the buildup, all the excitement, then getting kicked in the nuts 12 seconds in? Totally a Lions move. But I would say it's the other way around.
That's Manny Ramirez.
That's Manny Ramirez. I say it's the other way around with this. It's like the Lions-Jets opener this year. You know, Diggs intercepts, first play score a touchdown. Can you imagine the Lions are finally the Super Bowl? They kick off, they get the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and then they lose.
There would be – people would have heart attacks. I mean, like, if the Lions return to the opening kickoff for a touchdown
– Eddie Drummond.
People would lose their minds in the city of Detroit.
I mean, I think the entire fourth quarter of Super Bowl 34 would just be so fitting for the Lions. I mean, basically, the Titans pulled the Lions. They fell down 16-0.
Yeah.
Furious comeback to tie it. Next play from scrimmage, Warner goes for a bomb to Bruce.
Yeah.
And that would be so Shannon Sharp-like. And then the Lions drive down and get tackled to 1 yard line, which we've seen with Golden Tate.
See, under the Lucy pulling the football away from Charlie Brown, I mentioned the Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl only because the Falcons had the game in hand. I mean, they won the game.
Right.
And then they just gave it away. But then that would require the Lions playing really good football in the first half. Normally, they play their good football in the second half when they're trying to make their big comeback.
If the Lions pull the Falcons, I think the party may have already started. Like, there legitimately might be people partying out on the streets.
100%.
And then blow it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they would party because they're the Lions.
I wouldn't.
What was the score of the Patriots down?
28-3.
28-3. And do you think Martha Ford would come down to the sideline at that point?
Yes.
Arthur Blank did.
The entire family, Rod Wood, the ghost of Russ Thomas, Wayne.
They start showing him on the sideline. Wayne. Barry. Barry wearing his number 20 jersey. The only all-time great who has to wear a jersey to promotional events.
Not that they would ever be favored, but Super Bowl III could be Lion-esque. the huge favorite, you know, you're favored by 15 yeah. points or whatever, and then you lose. And you also have a great play, flea flicker. The guy's wide open, and the quarterback never sees him.
Yeah, the Browns get in at 8-8. The Lions go 15-1. Somehow the Browns get to the Super Bowl, and then they beat the Lions.
The Lions would be like the left shark, out of place in rhythm. They would get blown out. That's from Ryan. Kyle and Graham Blank also mentions the Broncos-Seahawks Super Bowl where Manny Ramirez snapped the ball over Peyton Manning's head, and it was just over after that.
Guys, yeah. How about this really quick one? Paul brought this one up. Imagine if he had a great coach, then he left or technically was traded to another team, then they play that team in the Super Bowl, and then he kicks your ass. Like the Raiders, Bucks.
John Gruden. Yeah, that trade didn't turn out very well for the Raiders, did it? All right, 7:45. What is the most Lions-like performance play or play that happened in a Super Bowl to another team? That's our conversation for today for our countdown to Super Bowl 53. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.